Welcome, viewers, to the first episode of Late Night Snippets with Roxanna, where we discuss my homework assignments in 5 minutes or less. Alright, so today I'll be discussing the Bear Ears National Monument, which is a landscape of immense cultural, spiritual, and historical importance to Native American tribes. We'll explore what Bear's Ears is, who advocated for its protection, and why it holds such significance. I'll also address the controversies surrounding its reduction and the profound impact on Native American traditions. So, let me pause the music. Alright, the Bear Ears National Monument is located in southeast Utah, which spans a region rich in Native American history. It's home to over 100,000 archaeological sites, including petroglyphs, which are carvings on the walls, dwellings, and artifacts. The land also provides medicinal herbs and other resources that are distinct and unique to that area, which blends religion, art, and culture in a way that's both sacred and also practical for mundane life. So, in 2016, after advocacy by 5 federally recognized tribal nations, including the Hopi, Navajo, Uti Mountain Uti, Uti Indian Tribe, and Zuni, I apologize for me butchering those names, President Obama designated Bear Ears as a national monument. However, in 2017, the Trump administration reduced its size by 85%, the largest reduction of a national monument in U.S. history. So why does Bear Ears matter? Well, for Native Americans, Bear Ears is not just a location, it's a living sacred site. Tribes conduct ceremonies, make offerings, and harvest unique resources here. Landmark sites like the Perfect Kiva and the Valley of the Gods symbolize deep ancestral connections, serving as both spiritual and historical anchors. The land's resources, such as the medicinal plants, water, and game, are integral to tribal practices and survival. So let's talk about the controversy about the monument reduction. So, as you all know, Trump, in 2017, his administration reduced the monument's boundaries, opening land to mining, drilling, and other industrial uses. This downsizing threatened sacred sites and the environment, risking water contamination and erosion of Native Americans' cultural heritage. So the impact on Native traditions is loss of protections. So without federal safeguards, sacred sites like the Valley of the Gods and just the dwellings in general become vulnerable to vandalism and looting. There's also the case of cultural erosion, in which unique ceremonies tied to resources found in only in Bear Ears face disruption. This could jeopardize the living connection to ancestors. There's also the environmental degradation, in which mining and industrial activities risk contaminating water sources vital to tribal communities downstream. So some of the legal challenges and tribal advocacy that took place, many organizations like the Native American Rights Fund, also acronym NARF, filed lawsuits arguing that the reduction violated the Antiquities Act. As NARF attorney Natalie Landford stated, Bear Ears is a living and vital place where ancestors pass from world to the next, leaving their marks in petroglyphs or painted handprints. So, why is land so important to Native Americans? For many Native American tribes, land is not separate from life. It is life. Unlike Western concepts of religion, which often isolate spirituality, Native traditions weave belief systems into daily living. Land serves as a moral force and contains spiritual presence, serving as a space for renewal, transformation, continuity, and learning. Creation stories found in many tribes, such as the Raven story, often tie tribes directly to the land, rejecting labels that suggest separation from their origins. So, in conclusion, the Bear Ears National Monument represents more than a conservation issue. It embodies the spiritual, cultural, and historical lifeblood of Native American tribes. The reduction disregarded tribal voices and sets a troubling precedent for exploiting sacred lands. Restoring protections is not just about preserving history, but honoring the values encoded in the Antiquities Act and ensuring the survival of Native American traditions for generations to come. Thank you for listening to my first edition in my new podcast. And hope you folks have a good night.